NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Senate votes today on a measure to extend the payroll tax break into the new year. The agreement is not the year-long extension that had been hoped for, but White House spokesman Jay Carney says Congress should not go on vacation without voting on it.
This money is vital. This tax cut is vital to every American family that's trying to make ends meet. It's vital to the economy.
The deal that's been reached would also need House approval. It would extend the tax cut and unemployment benefits for another 2 months. The Senate measure would also require the Obama administration to make a swifter decision on a proposed pipeline from Canada to Texas. Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming says President Obama should get behind it.
Everyone, from members of the United States Chamber of Commerce to members of labor unions, support this project. But the president has threatened to veto this bill because the pipeline is opposed by a number of extreme environmental groups.
We're also speaking in today's GOP weekly address. The Senate is also expected to send President Obama a spending bill that keeps the government running. President Obama is welcoming U.S. troops home from Iraq. Speaking in his weekly address, he says they can help rebuild the economy. While the main focus in the Senate today is on the spending package to continue government funding and that extension of the payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the measure also include restrictions on USAID to Egypt, Pakistan, and the Palestinian Authority.
There were no deep cuts in foreign aid, as the State Department feared. The legislation provides $53.3 billion. The ranking member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Foreign Operations, Nita Lowey, says this will help maintain America's global leadership. But she says Congress will not write blank checks. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will have to certify that Pakistan is cooperating on counterterrorism before it gets aid, and Clinton must certify that Egypt is abiding by its 1979 peace treaty with Israel and allowing free speech and fair elections. Palestinians will see their funds cut if they press ahead with their efforts to join the UN as a member state. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A crackdown on child pornography in Europe has led to more than 100 arrests, and Terry Schultz reports European authorities say more are likely.
Suspects in 22 European countries have been taken into custody for alleged involvement with a massive child pornography ring. The European police agency Europol says 269 suspicious persons have been identified so far. Danish police headed up the operation and say they've confiscated 59 computers and almost 2,500 storage devices in Denmark alone. One suspect in Switzerland possessed thousands of hours of video. Europol director Rob Wainwright says the material seized shows very extreme sexual abuse of babies and toddlers. The investigation continues. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is to meet with members of Libya's transitional government. He arrived in Tripoli today, the first U.S. defense secretary to ever visit Libya. He is also to visit what historians believe is the grave site of 13 American sailors who were killed in 1804. Their ship exploded while trying to slip into Tripoli harbor to destroy pirate ships. Joseph Kabila has been confirmed as the winner of last month's disputed presidential election in the Democratic Republic of Congo. As NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports, a Congolese court rejected opposition demands to annul the vote because of fraud.
The Supreme Court announced that sitting President Kabila won the one-round November 28th vote with a simple majority of just under 49% and proclaimed him president-elect. The Congolese opposition says there was cheating, but the court says it failed to provide proof to stand up the allegations. Kabila's challengers immediately dismissed the ruling. Congo's Election Commission declared victory for Kabila last week, despite observers saying the vote, marred by irregularities and some violence, lacked credibility. The U.S. describes the election as flawed and lacking transparency. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
Back in this country, a spokesman for Southern California Edison is calling a deadly shooting at an office building complex an enormous tragedy. Authorities say three people were killed and two others wounded yesterday. Police say the gunman is among the dead. And protesters are marking the three-month anniversary of the Occupy Wall Street movement today. Organizers say there will be speeches and performances at a church-owned lot in New York that was a scene of arrests last month. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.